Welcome to the Slay and Thrive podcast, where we make crushing your goals feel like self-care. This is the show that helps high-energy women trapped in self-destructive patterns cultivate an unapologetic, loving body transformation through spiritual and personal development. On this podcast, you'll learn about dynamic eating psychology principles, mindset, shadow integration, and manifestation. I'm your host, Kayla Van Egdom, a health and energy guide, unicorn lover, and Amazon best-selling author. I am so delighted to be on this journey with you. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to an episode of the podcast that is going to help you slay and thrive for life. Today, I'm going to do something I don't think I've done before. I'm going to take you inside part of my own personal journal and then riff on the concept I started to write about, because these are ideas that are recalibrating my focus and help me not only make progress, but sustain progress at a level that previously felt impossible. Today, I'm sharing the identity that is 5 times better than being a strong starter. No, 5 times better than being a strong finisher, and 10 times better than being a strong starter. As you listen, I want you to think of which of those identities feel more true for you. Are you more of a strong starter or more of a strong finisher? And if you are a strong finisher, you might be wondering, what could be even better than that? I'm going to dive into it shortly. Personally, for the longest time, I was a strong starter. I came in hot and I often burned myself out by using all my enthusiasm and focus and drive at the beginning, so I had nothing left for the duration of the journey. I was sprinting instead of being in a marathon. So I had to keep starting over, whether that was starting over using the same strategy or switching strategies altogether. And then again, using that same intense, passionate starting energy. And this meant I continued to get better and better at starting, but not better at finishing, or better at doing this other thing that is even more valuable. If this resonates with you, you are not alone. I think this is a common tendency for many people. When something is new or we have a blank slate ahead of us, we do get a glorious boost of excitement and energy as we think about what's possible. Then, inevitably, the excitement wears off. Things start to get boring or maybe difficult to keep up with. And this is where people often start to struggle. Once I realized this tendency was not serving me, I switched my focus to actively work on becoming a strong finisher. And this is where you can achieve some pretty epic things. One of my mentors, Elizabeth Benton, once said, "Starting strong will change your day, but finishing strong will change your life." I couldn't agree more, because it was working on the identity of being a strong finisher that changed so many of my results. However, there are also some inherent challenges with being a strong finisher, and I'm going to talk about those before I get to this journal entry. So as I became a strong finisher, I learned how to pace myself. I started breaking down my goals into smaller pieces so they didn't feel overwhelming. I also started being more intentional about what I committed my energy to, reminding myself that finishing was the ultimate goal and that I was no longer available to keep starting things that I wasn't going to finish. I applied being a strong finisher to my evening routine, which was an absolute game changer. And that's because when our days end well, it sets us up to have a way better night's sleep And we're going to wake up with more energy and drive to make good choices for another day. And then the momentum is going to build from there. When you take this idea of being a strong finisher and apply it to the micro, which is looking at your life in units of one day at a time, you can go a long way when you get enough nights under your belt and compound that interest over time. So I look at being a strong starter as level one and being a strong finisher as level two. This concept I'm sharing you with you today is level three. Before we get there, I want to address this one big challenge that comes from being a strong finisher. This is especially true when you're finishing big goals. So completing a long-term workout program or training for a big race, reaching your goal weight, writing a book, becoming debt-free, whatever it might be. You've probably experienced this yourself at one point or another. And it's this feeling when you achieve the goal, you finish, and then that initial elation wears off. And then after the elation wears off, maybe you feel kind of dull and empty inside. The thrill of the chase and the success has worn off, and you're like, was that it? It might have changed your state temporarily or created some new conveniences or up levels in your life, but maybe it didn't have the gigantic permanent change you expected. Even after you did the big thing, slayed the wild goal, you were still you. And that can be a tough thing to face when you're struggling with things like low self-worth or unresolved emotional wounds, and you expected something external, like achieving a big goal, to change those internal challenges. And I feel that because I've been there. They actually even have a name for this thing you experience after finishing strong. It's called post-achievement depression. It's a real thing, and I don't think people talk about it often enough. This is why I'm not putting as much emphasis on simply being a strong finisher anymore. It's also something I want you to consider taking your own focus away from. Because there is something you can be that is even more powerful. I'm going to share this piece from my journal and then dive into how you can embody this level three identity. I wrote this journal entry on May 21st. As I'm recording this, because I always record in advance, it is Friday, June 9th. And May 21st was 1 week into a new program I had just started. And I am not usually one to do other people's health programs. There's a few reasons for this. One, because of my history with obsessive tendencies around nutrition and workout habits, I've been actually a little afraid to start anything that was more regimented because I didn't want it to trigger those tendencies. So before starting this program, I did a lot of homework. I made sure that the program itself wasn't super rigid and culty and restricting. And I did the mindset work around it to ensure that I would not resort to these obsessive tendencies. And on another level, I just had to trust that I'd outgrown those tendencies I had in my early to mid-20s. Another reason I haven't wanted to use these types of programs is because many of them are unsustainable and not things a person could keep up forever. So again, I went in with the mindset that I was not going to do any part of the program I didn't feel I could incorporate sustainably into my life, not just for the 12 weeks, but for life. And this is a mindset I would highly recommend for any type of protocol or program you choose. Don't just look at it from the duration of the program. Look at it through the lens of, can I keep doing this forever? Would I want to keep doing this forever? You will make a more informed, loving decision when you use that criteria. Finally, I haven't invested in these types of programs because I'm a health coach myself and have multiple certifications, and I've trained tons of other people on nutrition. I don't know why, but it felt like cheating or laziness to get help from someone else's program. Then I realized how silly this was because, business coaches invest in other people's business programs. Money coaches invest in other people's money programs. I also wanted to go into this with a beginner's mindset because what I've been doing to this point, or what I had been doing, was no longer working the way it once did. So I went into this program and I had some pretty mind-blowing results in the first week. And we're talking mind-blowing across the board. So cravings went down, energy went up, my body stopped hurting, my sleep got better, all the things. And, there were some corresponding changes physically as well. And I'll share more on all of this once I get closer to the end of these first 12 weeks, which will be the first of many 12-week periods because this is a lifestyle change. I had those great results after the first week, and this is what I wrote in my journal. I use the you perspective when I'm writing, so I don't say I this, I that, I say you this, you that. Weird side note, this was something I started after reading the California Diary series as a teenager, which is a spin-off of the Babysitter's Club, but in California with one of the babysitters. If anybody is as that from that era of the Babysitter's Club. And one of the guys wrote in his journal and he used you. And I thought that was interesting. So that's why my journal sounds weird if it isn't how most people write in their journal. All right, here we go. You have a realistic outlook. You know the first week is always a big one for results. Now, the goal is to stay. It's to continue being in the energy of this goal of body transformation, metabolism healing, and another level of consistency and self-care. You know you can start strong. You are in the process of becoming a strong finisher. And maybe not even a strong finisher, but a strong continuer. You aren't in this for a finish line. You're in this because you have a deep desire to be this woman always. The woman who takes incredible care of herself. The woman who balances slay and thrive with grace, intuition, and flexibility. The woman who stays the course and cements the routines, practices, thoughts, patterns, emotional states, and energetic frequencies that make health, vitality, energy, and joy inevitable. I wanted to share this piece I wrote because this is what I'm pursuing in 2023 and beyond. The identity of a strong continuer. Not someone who just starts strong, comes in hot, and fizzles out after a couple weeks. And not even someone who can finish something strong, then feels that deflation and emptiness after achieving a big goal. Because they weren't embodying the changes and the different emotional states and energies they wanted to spend their time in along the way. I have a deep desire and an intention to be a strong continuer. And I have the deep desire for you to also be a strong continuer. Now, what does it actually look like in practice on a regular basis? Being a strong continuer look like on a tactical and practical and energetic level, because the energetics matter just as much as the strategies. First strategy is be incredibly intentional and decisive about what you want to continue doing on a regular basis. This needs to work for you personally. If you hate running and it just kills your knees and lower back when you do it, that might not be the best thing for you to continue doing. If you want to go hardcore keto, But find your weekend social functions continue throwing everything off and sending you into an all or nothing frenzy every single weekend, you might instead decide you're going to create a personalized protocol for yourself that includes low carb, healthy fat rich meals 80% of the time while still giving yourself some flexibility on the weekends. When you practice discernment about what you want to keep doing, looking at it through the lenses of, does this strategy create the results and the desired emotional states I want? And through the lens of, is this something I would happily continue doing for the rest of my life? You're going to find your key things to continue doing. I also want you to think about the skills or tactics you want to continue doing as training sessions. Every time you practice a skill or a habit, you're putting in a rep. And the more reps you put in over time, eventually that thing will become second nature. You probably have a lot of these second nature habits in your life already. Whether it's a structured morning routine you've completed for years, or the workout you always show up to on Friday mornings because maybe you and your best friend have been going together for the last few months and now it's just a thing. A strong continuer has habits and practices, ones that are aligned to her goals and her personality that become second nature. They simply become part of who she is. Then she doesn't have to keep thinking about them and maybe trying to force herself to do them because she embodies them. The final piece I want to talk about with being a strong continuer is the energetic piece. A strong continuer is someone who chooses to fall in love and stay in love with the journey because the journey is for life. When you're not focused exclusively on a finish line, you're going to realize how valuable it is to feel the way you want to feel on a more consistent basis and be the energetic match for your desires. When you're in states of joy, appreciation, peace, excitement, before a certain goal has even been realized, you collapse timelines. Because you're feeling how you would feel if you had whatever the thing is that you're chasing. And the better you feel, the stronger your staying power is, the more natural and effortless it is to continue moving forwards indefinitely. And there is how you become a strong finisher. Your Slay and Thrive challenge, because this one is a little of both, is to look at ways you can become a strong or stronger continuer. What would need to change in your approach or your mindset or your energy to embody this identity? Then find ways to move towards this new identity, just as I'm doing on my own journey right now. This is such a beautiful path to be on, and I'm so excited for you. That is what I had to share with you this week. Here's to being a strong continuer in your life all day, every day. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the show. If you want to connect with a community of other amazing women who are conquering their goals, taking massive action, and loving themselves through the process, I invite you to join my Facebook community, Slay and Thrive 365. You'll get weekly challenges, motivation, support, and accountability as you move towards your goals. Hope to see you there very soon.